the official website, we were kind of looking at the player profiles and who these guys are. And Joe DeChara gets signed, and we look at his playing history, and it says Kazakhstan and Russia. What's a guy from York Region, and how does a guy from York Region get to Kazakhstan and Russia, and what's just that experience like, you know, playing at a high level in Eastern Europe?
Well, growing up, I played in a Russian-based club here in, like Jimmy said, in York Region, and I was fortunate enough to be one of the lucky few to be able to go overseas and experience the professional lifestyle. And playing in Russia, Kazakhstan, Hungary, just came back last year from Lithuania, learned a lot in those countries. You grow up fast. Being at a young age, you learn a lot about yourself, as not just as a player, but also as a person. So you have to mature fast if you want to survive in that lifestyle.
What kind of qualities did it equip you with, and what kind of qualities can you bring back to your region, York 9 FC, maybe instill in some of your teammates? Can you just talk a little bit about kind of what you bring back to this club?
Well, I think one quality about myself on the field that I like to, you know, to play with is I'm making the players around me better. So whether it's just by being vocal or leading by example, just making everyone, you know, do the extra stuff, not just in games, but also during a training session.
And what kind of player are you? I mean, can you just talk a little bit about, you know, you're an engine in the midfield, a bulldog in the midfield, or are you a disruptor, or are you a distributor? What kind of player are you going to be in this league?
Well, I think, like you said, being aggressive, Jimmy, as well, being aggressive on the field is very important.
Your hand
on
What kind of player are you?
Being aggressive on the field is a huge part of my game, but also just poise, quality on the ball. I think I bring that to the field, and during the season, that's going to be probably my main attribute.
When did you learn about the project? Learn about coming to the CPL? Can you just tell us a little bit about maybe Jimmy or the club reaching out to you, and was it an easy decision to change course and come back to Canada?
Playing in your hometown, your home country, it's a huge honor, a huge privilege, playing in the first Canadian professional league. And it's something that you can't really say no to. So it's a huge opportunity, not just for myself, but for all the young Canadians who want to play professional.
What about that feeling of representing where you grew up? No longer just playing overseas, maybe for communities that were a bit foreign to you, but actually playing day in, day out for a community that you grew up in and for fans that you grew up with.
Yeah, just to show that coming from this community and showing the fans and the people of the area that there's talent here and we can, put on a good display, for them and, put on a display for the kids and have aspirations for them to hopefully, be part of York 9 club.
And Dan, if you want to step over here. Dan Goger, center back out of York University. I had the pleasure of watching you out at the U Sports Championships. Not the best results for you guys, but still a standout performance, I thought, in a few games playing for York University. What do you hope to bring to this club and to this league?
To this club, I just want to bring a calming presence to the center back, as Jimmy said. I want to work with I haven't really had the opportunity to work with Jimmy too much in the years prior, but getting to know, pick his brain. Obviously, he's been at a higher level, so I want to see if I can live for a new coach like that.
Your interesting story is that, you're from the region as well. But York University, you've played for Vaughan Soccer Club, Karma Sacco, who is the assistant coach under Jimmy, was your coach at York University. So it's a great CPL story that you started, at a lower level in the area and worked your way up all the way through York University, and then you get drafted by Jimmy. Do you think about, how it's all come full circle now, and now you're a professional soccer player in the region?
Yeah, I was pretty fortunate, actually, because my last year at university leads right into the first year of a brand new professional league in Canada. It's not really an opportunity that I saw coming to fruition when I went into university, obviously playing for York University. Like most kids my age, when they want to go play pro soccer, they have to go overseas at a young age. Like Joe played overseas and stuff like that. or if they want to play MLS, they'd have to go to the States, to go to university. But having the opportunity to keep kids in the area now, go to like a local university, like York University, like I did, and play for a pro club in the region is just, it's almost unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to ask you the same question I asked Joe, but it's just, does it feel different to represent your community as compared to maybe going elsewhere and playing outside?
Yeah, of course. Playing for a side that has like a little bit of, plays on your heartstrings a little bit, gives you like a little bit more motivation, a little more pride, have something to like stand behind as well, you know.
And then as a defender, you're the kind of guy who's more of a finesse player, an enforcer, the kind of guy who's going to dictate play out of the back. How would you describe yourself?
I want to be a strong presence. I don't want to be a center back that people think they can pick on, but I'd like to think I can play with a little bit of finesse.
All right. I think we got one more video to play, and then we're going to get a few more people up on stage. So let's...